The way this unfolded is the search committee for the position was actually formed back in the summertime. And as the current chair-elect of the board, I was asked to chair the search committee for the next president and CEO. So this has been a very unexpected change in course, because my role with the committee was to actually chair the search committee, and eventually the plan was to name our next president and CEO, and at that point I would chair the board next spring. And the committee, after going through a fair amount of the process, decided to move in a different direction, and at that point they reached out to me to recruit me and ask if I would in fact consider it after they had gotten to a certain point in the process. So at that point, since I was chairing the committee, I obviously had to remove myself from that role, and discussions continued and have resulted in where we are today.
I don't think I've ever heard a story quite like that.
It is an unusual one, although I'm sure stranger things have happened.
You're chairing your committee. The committee turns and comes to you, or did you know this was already underway?
No, the committee approached me.
How did that make you feel at that time?
Well, my initial reaction was, I can't chair the committee. That would be a conflict of interest. And so as that approach was made, those who were part of that discussion said, of course, and we will use a different process if this continues. But my next immediate reaction was, I have a wonderful career at Meijer. I think so much of the company, its leadership, its commitment to the community, its core values. And my plan was to finish my career at Meijer. So I had to think long and hard about it, and initially when the approach was made, they asked if I would just think about it. So that's what the first stage looked like, and ultimately I thought long and hard about a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to convert a lifelong passion for music into a final career chapter. And that was the difference. I decided to follow my heart, and what a tremendous, tremendous opportunity to be able to convert that passion into a final career.
Having this passion, and you have been with the symphony for so long, you have a vision. You've been a part of it. You know how the machinery works. What is your vision for the future? What would you like to do?
My vision for the future relates to a lot of possibility thinking, and being able to envision those dynamic possibilities, I think, is very central to the role. But it's a role that works very much in partnership with our music director and all of our other key stakeholders. So we have a tremendously talented group of musicians. We have an incredible team at the office that makes everything happen behind the scenes, and we have also a very dedicated board of directors. So the vision is really to work together as a team amongst the stakeholders to realize those possibilities for the future. And they are tremendously exciting, both in terms of the community impact as well as the impact that we can have in our industry.
You see a shift in the landscape, and audiences age, and you need that new energy and those newer audiences coming in. Are you enjoying the change that's taking place when it comes to attracting a new audience and maybe a new way of delivering new music?
I've always been a big believer in the fact that there is no such thing as staying in place. An organization is either going to move forward or it isn't. And we are on a tremendous journey together that is full of innovation and possibilities for the future. It starts first with the artistic excellence of the symphony, and what I like to refer to as the sparkling assets of the symphony. And the key, as you talked about some of the changes that are occurring both in the organization itself as well as the industry, is to be able to think through how do we continue to leverage our strengths and do it in such a way that it creates tomorrow's impact for the community and for the industry.
Having worked at Meijer, how does that help you design that course?
My most recent position at Meijer is leader of our properties and real estate function. We have responsibility in that function for thinking through new store expansion strategies, which includes site location, layout of the store, design of the store, thinking through the best form of delivery to our customers, creating that ideal customer experience for our customers inside the stores. by definition, it is a process that takes a long time when you think about what it takes to first select a site and ultimately construct and open a store on that site. So my experience at Meijer will serve us well because of the necessary long-term nature of what we do. And that's a lot of what we do here within the orchestra world as well. We have to be planning into the future, and we have to always be thinking about what's coming next.
Working for Meijer, being a part of the symphony for all these years, you have an understanding of the patron. Are patrons here a little bit different than anywhere else?
I think we are incredibly fortunate to have the support of community and spirit of philanthropy that we do. It's one of the things that makes our community a special community and a very distinctive community. And we're fortunate to have the cultural institutions that we have here, particularly given the size of our community. It's an incredible opportunity then to think through how do we continue to leverage those cultural institutions for the future. And our patron today is a patron that is used to a cultural institution that is a hallmark for the community. And our job here at the Symphony is to continue the legacy of that cultural institution, but also to propel it forth for the future needs of the community. And that extends not only to all of our stakeholders, but also to our patrons as well as our prospects.
Mary Took, you are the new president and CEO of the Grand Rapids Symphony. Thanks so much.
Thank you.